We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a
couple. Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 32. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com, and I'm no longer laughing. I'm having such a hard time not laughing at myself right now. Good God.
Don't worry.
God in heaven.
We'll laugh at you for you.
Amory.
Thank you. Anyway. How is everybody?
You can't not laugh now.
No, I'm having so much trouble. I can't even not keep a straight face. Oh my God. Anyway.
I'm fine. I didn't shed any blood this week, so I'm good.
Oh my God, you really thought you were going to.
I did. It was.
I thought you were going to. I was frightened. Thank God I don't live near you.
It was a pretty bad week. Stressful week. But anyway, we're here. It's Friday.
But you made it over. Through alive. And we're here.
I did. And everybody else made it through alive as well.
Not as important, but still good.
Yes. All right. Anyway, news. We wasted a long time, so news.
You got somewhere to be, Ray? what news do we have?
I'm laughing at you laughing.
I don't even remember.
The only thing I've seen that I saw this last week was... That's right. The only thing that I've seen that I saw...
God.
The only news item is A&E has canceled The Beast.
Is that official?
I didn't think it was official yet.
I don't know. I saw it on...
Then I know why you saw it.
I saw it on TV Week.
They reduced the order or went... They're only airing so many or something like that, and they haven't... officially said yet, but it's pretty, everybody's taking it as a given since they reduced the order in the middle of the season.
Plus, I would be, and this is going to sound harsh, and I'm in no way trying to, but I think if I was an executive for the network, knowing that my lead character was going through, you know, quite a sad situation where you're not sure if he's going to make it, I think it's a smart decision. Painful as it is, I think it's a smart decision.
It wasn't getting the ratings.
Yeah. All right, so that's our news for the day.
We have the Burn Notice. Royal Pains did very well in the ratings last night.
I
Burn
Notice sure
got like 6 million
on our list.
Oh, yes. I added it to our list.
Oh, you did good. Burn Notice got like 6 million, and Royal Pains held on to 5.6 million of it. So kudos to you, Mark Feuerstein. Let's hope you do this right. It doesn't get canceled.
As with all new shows, it's what the rating is next week.
Next week, yep.
If 5 million people show up to watch it on the second week, then you'll know they have something.
USA usually gives it a whole season, right?
Yeah, they're guaranteed.
Yeah, they'll be fine there. But just whether it's actually, it's always funny to hear great ratings, you know, big, you know, and then the next week you don't hear anything, and you're like, oh, how'd it do? Oh, it did like 3. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Besides that, I don't think we have any.
Nope.
I haven't really seen a lot of, anything interesting other than...
There's stuff out there, but...
You know where to find it.
But apparently nothing that you need to know, so...
Exactly.
Or nothing that we felt we needed to know, basically.
That we think you need to know.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our topic, then, since we clearly have a lot to say during our topic.
Our topic this week...
Go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything. I was moving us on to our topic.
Our topic was suggested by Mark Tilford in an email. Thank you, Mark. He suggested we do program our perfect night of TV. However, we decided to program our perfect week of TV, which was probably both harder and easier at the same time. No shows are off limits, guys. All right, who's going
to
go first?
You know what? Here's the thing. When I thought about the no shows are off limit thing, I thought to myself, I'm just going to go recycle a bunch of old shows that I miss and want to put them on there. So I actually had to keep a tally of what was old and current so that I would kind of balance it out.
Do you have Mark's night, or what he put on as his shows that he would have put on his perfect night?
Did he say that?
I think he did, but apparently you don't have that.
I don't remember. I mean, no offense. I don't remember reading anything unless it's criticizing me.
Oh. Amory. Oh, Amory.
It's all about Amory.
It is.
All right, hold on 1 second. Did he do this on a...
I think he was an email.
He was an email.
Like a message.
Like a what?
like an email message? One of those newfangled email messages?
Contact messages. I don't think of them as flat out emails. It's not like he emailed us up and was like, yo, guys.
Oh, a contact form email.
Here was Mark's perfect evening of shows. He said he must be a central time zone person because he's 7 to 7:30 cheers, 7:30 to 8 sports night. Damn it, I forgot sports night.
No, you're going to forget a bunch of shows.
8 to 9 Gilmore Girls, and then 9 to 10 West Wing seasons 1 through 4, the Sorkin years. Yeah. We went for a week because it was, yeah. I would never been able to do just one.
I would never be able to pick one night, ever. It was bad enough doing 7.
Yeah. My Tuesday is about as close as I come to a perfect night.
Yeah, I was going to say, so at the end, you're not going to have to, when we say, okay, now if you could only pick one day.
I have a day.
All right. So
my perfect day.
Amory's been super excited about this, like, all week, so.
No, here's why I've been super excited about it, because remember how we're always supposed to prepare? Like, when we do things like this, I'm always like, I thought about it, but I don't really have anything. Well, I actually wrote stuff down this week, so I was very excited about that.
And so, in honor of that, Amory gets to go first, because she is ready to go.
So, are we going Sunday to Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. That's the way my weeks work.
Well played. So, I did a 4-hour Sunday. That's what we were supposed to do, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just double-checking that I did my homework correctly.
I believe we're supposed to do our ideal schedule, so I did a little bit of cheating in that regard. So go ahead.
You're allowed, Ray. And if,
well, if we're gonna cheat, I was gonna have like a late night and.
Well, I didn't really cheat, but like, Fox starts their Sundays at 7.
That's so where I started my Sunday.
My Sunday at 7. Because if you watch something on Fox and you watch something on a different network, then you might typically have a 7 to 10 schedule instead of a 8 to 10.
That's what we're talking about, and extended out. Usually ABC has America's Funniest Home Videos and
7 to 11.
I just wanted to make sure. All right, go ahead.
All right, we're all on the same page, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this.
Show prep? What?
Yeah, right.
Okay, Amory, bring it.
Sunday is where I placed all of my comedies, my half-hour comedies. So I have 8 shows on Sunday. And I'm very excited about them. And I'm sure there's a comedy I forgot, and I'm going to kick myself. But these are my 8 shows in order. 7 to 7:30, Third Rock from the Sun. 7:30 to 8, Full House, because obviously. That's like the family hour. 8 to 8:30, Arrested Development. 8:30 to 9, Andy Richter Controls the Universe. 9 to 9:30, Better Off Ted. 9:30 to 10, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. 10 to 10:30, Party Down. 10:30 to 11, Weeds. Perfect night of comedy. Sunday.
Nice.
Sunday on Fox. And other shows, because they don't go past 10. Sunday on a variety of channels. So that's my perfect Sunday. What about y'all's?
You want me to go next?
Sure.
Amory and I are kind of like brain twins in the I put all of my comedies on Sunday as well. However, I do have one hour, but it's kind of like a comedy, so.
Okay.
So the first block is like it's 7 to 7. So whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like the kid.
7 to 7, nothing happens there.
That's a really short, comedy block.
Never mind.
Just a little bit of comedy?
I know what you meant. I'm on your side, Ray, brain twin of mine, kindred spirit.
All right. So from 7 to 7:30, I have Animaniacs.
Oh,
from
nice.
7:30 to 8, I have Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Nice, well done.
I know. And then at 8 o'clock, I have Wings, because I love Wings. At 8:30, I have How I Met Your Mother.
Nice.
At 9, I have Two Guys and a Girl, in parentheses, and a pizza place. sorry, the original name. And then at 9:30, I have The Big Bang Theory. And at 10, I have Cupid, the original, not the crap
version. The original, right, not the crap version. Right.
Yeah. Nice. And I have all my comedies on. I think that's kind of a comedy anyway, because it was more comedy than I had to actually look it up. I knew it was an hour, but I had to look it up to make sure it was an hour long. I wasn't positive. But I need a little boost, you know, on Sundays, because I'm starting to feel down when I have to go back to work. So,
oh my God, I get the dreads. I get the dreads every Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what I have too. Plus, they're all half hour. So if I'm still doing stuff on the weekend, it's easy to catch up on half hour shows, I feel. So
exactly.
That's my Sunday.
Very nice. Oh, wait, I have mid-season shows on Sunday too.
Okay. You can give us your mid-season shows at the end.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Go ahead.
Because that's Amory's cheat. She had to.
It is. I had to.
Mid-season two.
She had to stick
nice.
A few more in there.
I have mid-season two.
All right. I started off Sundays with Good Eats and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives from Food Network.
Nice.
To start the Sunday night off in the early primetime hour. And then I went comedies. I went way back, and the night would start off with the Abbott and Costello Show, and that would be followed by Police Squad, and then Night Court, and Sports Night.
Oh, I love Night.
And then I'd close the night out with Friday Night Lights.
Nice. Very nice. Good Sunday all around, folks. Good Sunday. What is our plan? Are we going to discuss them, or are we just going to move on?
We kind of discussed it as we were talking there, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's time to move on to Mondays,
because
that's the next day in the week. Well, go me.
Okay.
8 to 9, Chuck. 9 to 10, Pushing Daisies. 10 to 11, Ed.
Oh Ed. Crap. I totally forgot Ed. How did I not see that on the list? That is... I might have to do a little editing while we're doing the podcast here.
No cheating.
Or Ed's going to be a mid-season show. How did Ed not end up on my list? I love that show.
I did too. That's why I made it onto my list. That's why I remembered it.
Pushing Daisies was on my original list. Somehow it managed to fall off and not make it on my final, but Jody will oh my God, back me up, because Jody saw my original list. Nice. And then made fun of me because I didn't. She's like, what are you going to do, watch TV all day on Saturday?
Yeah, this is a 24-hour Saturday.
All right, so my Monday. 24-hour marathon. All right, my Monday from 8 to 9 is also Chuck.
Nice.
From 9 to 10, I have Scarecrow and Mrs. King. And then from 10 to 11, I have Burn Notice. It's my spy night.
Well done. Well done.
No, right?
I start off my Monday night with Pushing Daisies, and then Chuck in the 9 o'clock hour, and then close Monday nights off with Psych.
I forgot Psych! It's not on my list there!
Don't be cheating.
Okay.
Amory just got a new mid-season show.
All right, is it Tuesday? Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday.
Already. Wow.
Gilmore Girls 8 to 9. Veronica Mars 9 to 10. Wonderfalls 10 to 11.
Good picks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is my kick ass girl Tuesday.
Nice.
From
well
8
done.
To 9, I have Buffy. From 9 to 10, I have Veronica Mars. And from 10 to 11, I have Alias.
Well done. Well done. All of those shows appear somewhere in my week.
Nice.
Well done.
For Tuesdays, I went to comedy, but I went sort of the, I don't know. Well, I went Arrested Development, Better Off Ted, The Office, and 30 Rock. And then capping the night off with the original version of Cupid.
Nice. Nice. All right. Wednesday, Buffy 8 to 9, Alias 9 to 10, Lost 10 to 11. Why are you laughing?
I should laugh again at your... how you also had Buffy and Alias on the same night.
Yeah, I just thought they went... For some reason, I just picture them having been on the same night at some point, or at the same time, or on the same channel, but they never were. So I don't know where I got that idea.
Because you want them to be, because they should have been.
Exactly. Because they should have been.
Exactly. All right, so my Wednesday is 8 to 9 is Dawson's Creek. 9 to 10 is Gilmore Girls. And then 10 to 11 is Lost, because you can't move Lost from Wednesdays.
You can't. You can't.
And I can't watch anything after Lost, because my brain is fried after Lost. So.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I went a different way with Wednesdays. I kick it off with Veronica Mars, and then follow that up with Moonlighting, and then close out the night with Northern Exposure.
I thought about Northern Exposure, having that on my list, and it just didn't make the final cut. Didn't make it. All right, Thursday. 8 to 9, Dawson's Creek. 9 to 10, Friday Night Lights. And 10 to 11, Picket Fences.
All right, so my Thursday has a little bit of cheating in it. It doesn't, because my Saturday has some cheating. But I have to list the other one on Thursday just so you'd understand, because I could get rid of some cheating on Saturday. So Thursday from 8 to 9, I have Firefly with a mid-season replacement being Primeval.
Okay.
Then 9 to 10 is Supernatural, and then 10 to 11 is Angel.
Excellent. Wait, I didn't say my midseason replacements for Sunday or Wednesday. Should I go back and do them now?
I thought we were just going to hold off on the...
I had to say this one, because then when I explain later, you wouldn't understand.
Okay, I got it. No, I get it. We're good. We're going on. Wait, okay. Jason. Thursday. Did you say Thursday?
No, I haven't done Thursdays yet.
Okay, I didn't remember.
We were talking about Ray's midseason replacement.
Right.
Ever.
Okay. I go back to a two-hour comedy block on Thursdays and start the night off with Friends, and then go to My Boys, followed by Seinfeld and How I Met Your Mother, and then close the night out with House. I sort of went with the group of friends type of comedies all on the same night.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Friday. I went... Boomtown, 8 to 9. 24, 9 to 10. Deadwood, 10 to 11.
All right. I am not even close to that. Look, I don't like to watch TV on Friday night, so I have to preface this with all of these shows are shows that I probably would DVR and watch the next day, or would be perfect for my Friday night, because they're just the type of show I would watch on a, like, doesn't take a lot of my brain. There, I've said it. 8 to 9, I have Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Nice.
9 to 10, I have The Amazing Race, replaced mid-season with Project Greenlight. Sorry, well, that's not really a mid-season, but, like, you know how they only run for half a season? So I don't want to make it seem like I'm, again, showing mid-season, but I feel like it has to be said, because they don't run the whole season. It's not going to be a full season of The Amazing Race. Amazing Race / Project Greenlight. And then from 10 to 11, I have America's Best Dance Crew / So You Think You Can Dance.
No.
What?
All right.
Well, I went...
I don't know. I just felt like singing.
She was trying to do something other than laugh. And yes. That didn't work out well either.
No, it didn't.
I went with the sci-fi Friday route and, Firefly, Lost, Battlestar Galactica on Friday night.
Saturday. Anyway, I went Battlestar Galactica 8 to 9, Rescue Me 9 to 10. Dexter 10 to 11, and I kind of cheated on Saturday and put Ghost Hunters 11 to 12 because I think it's like the perfect time for it.
That's allowed. Mostly because I cheated and said that, you know, when I was younger.
Well, you wrote all this down?
When I was younger, I used to like get up in the mornings on Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? It doesn't really matter. I think I watched them on Saturday, like at 10 and 11 a.m. watching Xena. Warrior Princess. So I have like a morning schedule, which is why I said my Thursday with Primeval would go away if I'm allowed to have my Saturday morning schedule. Because at 10 a.m., I would have Xena, Warrior Princess.
Sounded normal to me.
Mm-hmm. What?
You said I was speaking weird.
Never mind. And then 10:30 would be Cleopatra
2525. Oh, yeah,
and then
you love
that show. I do. At 11, Primeval / The Land of the Lost, because they both don't have full seasons. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my Saturday nights would be at 8 p.m. I would have Psych. And then from 9 to 11, I would actually have an 80s movie block, and it would be an 80s movie that was referenced in that episode of Psych.
That is really good planning.
Yes, because, see, I don't stay at home and watch TV on Saturdays, but if I were home, I would watch an 80s movie, especially if it followed Psych and was referenced in Psych. So
yeah,
that was my thought process.
So I'm going to go back and do my season, my mid-season replacements.
What, I don't get to tell what my Saturday is?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I keep forgetting what order we went in.
Jeez. And it's a good Saturday, too.
Go for it.
At least I think so. Sort of the...
Say it.
Should I say it or should I sing it? Starting off the night with Burn Notice, and then The Closer, and then closing out the night and the week with Dexter.
Nice. Yeah, I closed out that. I had Dexter on Saturday nights, too. Love that show. Okay, now I can go back and do my mid-season replacement. Now, I only did mid-seasons on Sunday and Saturday for whatever reason, because that's what I did. And I'm actually cheating
except
a little bit. Originally I was going, I have Ghost Hunters written down twice. I'm not really sure where that came from. But I actually have Ghost Hunters included on my spreadsheet, so I don't know what happened there.
Is the other one Ghost Hunters International?
Oh, it could be. It is now. Anyway.
All right, tell us your mid-seasons.
Sundays. Sunday I pretty much redid, except originally I wasn't going to redo the 9 to 10 slot, but now I am because I'm kind of cheating. Perfect Strangers, Just the 10 of Us, 7 to 8. 8 to 9, Dharma and Greg and The Office. Love Dharma and Greg, by the way. I originally was not replacing the 9 to 10, but I am now with Psych. And 10 to 11, The Amazing Race. I am a cheater. The Amazing Race Sundays.
So you have like a whole new mid-season.
For Sunday. Only for Sunday. Sunday and Saturday, really. Wednesday is now Ghost Hunters International instead of Lost, because Lost only has 17 episodes left, right? And Saturday, Saving Grace, Burn Notice, and The Closer in like a cop spy block.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I were a cheater like Amory.
Mm-hmm. I only cheated with 1 hour.
I would say that I would put Pushing Daisies on Saturdays mid-season.
Mm.
Or maybe I would switch out Psych. But, you know what I mean? Not switch it out, but like mid-season, it would be Pushing Daisies.
Right.
Then Psych, whatever. Because Psych has short runs, not long runs.
Word.
Did you have any mid-seasons, Jason?
Well, I didn't. But I totally could. Like, since shows like, yeah, because shows like Psych and Burn Notice, they use, and like The Closer, they run like 15, 16 episode seasons, so you'd need to have other shows in there. And so maybe I'd do something like on, in place of Burn Notice, I'd have it come in with the, Touching Evil, but not the British version, actually the U.S. version, which would actually work out nice because, you know, he could film both. They'd be on at different times of the year. He could continue to do that.
He could just work every
shows that have double people in them, so.
And, like, probably, it was like, I can't believe I forgot Ed. That's, like, one of my, I'd switch out, like Psych on Mondays with Ed.
Oh, you know what I also left out? The West Wing. I think I might replace Boomtown on Fridays with The West Wing.
I left out shows like, an older show, Crime Story, which was really good, and then like Now and Again, which was really good.
Liked that show.
Dark Angel, and I didn't have Alias on any of my nights, and I can't believe I forgot about Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. because that's like on my list of like shows that got canceled too early.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for. Those
I noticed that no one has The Secret Life of the American Teenager on them.
But I also didn't have, like, shows
you
like...
You noticed that?
Like, I'd switch out, like, Pushing Daisies with, like, Eureka, which was hard for me not to put on the list. And,
I finally understand what a network executive is going through, because this is very stressful.
Yeah, well,
I had to cancel a lot of shows in my head.
Can I just tell you that Jody made fun of me because I wanted to put Charles in Charge on my list?
Oh, Jody, I put Just the Ten of Us, Perfect Strangers, and Full House on my list.
Well, she probably would have laughed at you, too.
No, I think it was just Charles in Charge.
And
I also wanted to put The Cosby Show and Facts of Life, but they didn't.
Well, comedy-wise, comedies that were on the list that got left off were Scrubs, Saved by the Bell, Sledgehammer, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the UK version of Coupling, Dinosaurs, In Living Color, Get Smart, The Cosby
Dinosaurs!
Show,
oh my God, I love Dinosaurs!
The Golden Girls and Who's the Boss. Those were all
Amory,
like, possible ones.
I'm a little disappointed that Hanging with Mr. Cooper list.
You know what? I really thought about replacing something on Sundays with it, but and maybe it could replace Dharma and Greg, but it didn't make the cut. Though I do love me some Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I know. Mine, it was It's Always Sunny. I just couldn't find a place for it on me. Maybe I could put that on Saturdays, but I couldn't find a place for it, so I ended up taking it off.
Mm-hmm.
But even Jody, when she sent me the list of what she thought would be on my list, she included It's Always Sunny. So she knew I wanted it on there. Damn it.
Well done, network executives. We did a fantastic job.
But other, like, some dramas that didn't make the list, Joan of Arcadia, Everwood, The Commish, Dead Like Me.
I couldn't put Dead Like Me because I couldn't overdo it on the Brian Fuller.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you could, like, put Dead Like Me in place of Pushing Daisies, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't have this problem. I had every well, I didn't have Dollhouse, but I have every other Joss Whedon show on there. You know, I'm really thinking about it, and I kind of want to make my Tuesday nights, like, I want to just watch an episode of Buffy, an episode of Veronica Mars, and an episode of Alias now, on Tuesdays.
You should, all summer. That should be your quest all summer.
To follow my own schedule all summer?
Follow my own schedule.
Except I'd have to change out Friday night because I can't have the reality show. Well, it's out on DVD, but none of the others are. Yeah. So I'd have to, like, change those out and put something else there to actually make my schedule work. Maybe I'll do that. That and I don't have Two Guys and a Girl on DVD. Is that out on DVD?
I don't know.
Should be.
That and
Scarecrow Mr. King doesn't. Scarecrow Mr. King isn't out either, so.
Rise and fall. Do you guys hear me singing the Perfect Strangers theme song?
I do.
Woo!
That was incredibly difficult to do. And
yes, it was.
And you know, if I, like, in like a couple weeks, if I did it again, it might end up a little different.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, Mark, for that. Sorry we didn't do just one night. As you can see, it would have been a little difficult.
No. Oh, let's pick one night that we would pick.
Mine.
What was yours?
Yeah, that's... Wow. That'd be some night.
I think it would be Tuesday, which is Buffy, Veronica Mars, and Alias. However, I don't know. It's hard for me to leave Dawson's or Adventures of Briscoe County off the list. Oh, it's hard. I don't know. But I think Buffy, Veronica Mars, and Alias, Tuesday night is my...
If I had to do it. Yeah, if I had
I
to
did
choose...
Dawson, I think Dawson's Creek Friday night's Picket Fences. Picket Fences was the first, like, drama that I was really in love with.
Yeah.
I'd probably have to go with my Thursday night, because it has Friends and Seinfeld and House, so...
He's gotta have his house.
But that would be... But that'd be difficult. It's like, if I had to pick one night, I might rearrange the nights and, like, put Moonlighting at the end of the night, because that would be... That would be one of my all-time favorite shows, so.
All right, let's move on from the topic. Thank you again, Mark, for the topic.
Thank you, Mark.
Primetime?
Primetime.
Primetime.
What's first?
Primeval.
Primeval.
Okay, Primeval. Okay, now I know what you were talking about.
Do you know why?
Would you like to fill in the listeners?
Hold on.
Yeah.
First, we're going to say, if you haven't watched the episode, stop listening.
Yes, stop listening, because this is a big spoiler.
Now you understand why I didn't say it was a good episode first. It was an important episode to watch.
It was a definite important episode. I didn't think it was... I mean, I thought it was a well-done episode. Certainly not a good episode.
Right. It wasn't like, oh my God, this was a great episode. They killed Professor Nick Cutter, who is
now,
for the record,
okay,
the main character on the show.
Now, do we think he's like really dead? There's no way he's going to be back.
I don't know. I mean, the whole cloning thing makes you think that it could be possible. Or like
and
I said
time
in my
travel
post.
And the...
Yeah, well, like I said in my post, I thought for a little while there, I kept hoping that really he pulled some kind of switcheroo and it didn't really kill him, but whatever. I don't know that I believe that anymore, but I do think that anything's a possibility on this show. Amber, you haven't watched. Is it okay if I spoil you on something from the first season?
Yeah.
All right, so in the first season, at the very end of the season, it ends with them. They go through the anomaly and they change something in the past. And when they come back through, everything's almost exactly the same, but everything's slightly different. Like, the arc is different. Like, Jenny, I can't remember her, Claudia Brown. She's Claudia Brown right now, right? She used to be Jenny. Like, her name used to be Jenny.
I think she's Jenny now. She used to be Claudia.
She's Jenny now. Yeah.
Yeah.
She talked about it in this episode, right? About how.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what she's referring to, is that she was Jenny. And they loved each other, whatever. When he came back through, she was Claudia Brown. She was engaged to somebody else. She was somebody different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she wasn't even there when he came back through. She joined the team the next episode after that. So, like, they changed things. It just changed things slightly because they only changed something small in the past. But it changed it enough that it changed the future. So there's a possibility that something could happen and they could change what happens in the future. But... I don't know. I don't know whether
to
hope
that. It was
such
an emotional scene. I feel like it would be a cop-out on the fact that, like, everybody's really acting like Cutter's dead.
I know. That's the one thing. That's why, like, for Lost, I would feel cheated with Juliet because of how that last scene was, then to, like, have her be alive because they changed something. You know what I mean? It's the same type of thing here. Like, I don't know. But on the other hand, I don't really want Cutter to be dead. It's such a hard decision anyway. It's a big thing. I didn't expect it. He's the freaking main character. How do you kill him?
Yeah, you don't expect something like that.
He's in all of the... They didn't change the promo photos right away either. They waited. Like, I don't even think in the U.S. they've changed him yet. But, like, for BBC America, I don't think they've changed him yet. Because it's a huge... Like, it gives it away. Suddenly, he's no longer front and center in the promo photo. By the way, BBC America calls this episode Medical Mayhem.
Not whatever.
Yeah, not episode whatever. Just thought I'd clarify. Anyway, so that was the big thing that I wanted us to talk about, because it's huge.
Excellent.
All right. Greek. Wait, Greek. What episode of Greek was this?
Not the episode I watched on ABC Family.
What was it, though?
Was it episode 20?
The new roommate.
Season?
Calvin's new roommate. That's what we're going to call it.
I forget the title of the episode.
Should have been called Calvin's New Roommate.
Yeah. What else happened in it?
I was too busy focusing on Calvin's
date.
New
It was the first
roommate.
Date.
The third wheel.
Yeah. Rusty and Jordan? Is that her name?
Yeah.
I thought the episode was great. I don't know if you, from like an overall perspective or whatever, but I laughed so many times during the episode. I mean, more so than your average episode of Greek. And so that's why I thought it was, like, a great episode. It was just...
I love this episode.
There was just so many funny things that happened.
I love the scene where Calvin and... What's his roommate's name?
Calvin's new roommate.
Yeah. Where Calvin and Calvin's new roommate... at the end when they were both, like... you know what I mean? They both didn't have a shirt on, whatever. And then Evan walks up, and they're the way they stumble through it. It was just really well done.
Yes, that show does things like that very well.
We were gonna. Yeah. And Evan's like face when he watches them. He's just like, okay. Made me laugh too.
Also, like the one girl in the secret group, she gets up there to. Unburden herself of all her secrets, and she starts talking about all her different pets. Oh my God, those were, and then the reactions of Evan and Cappy.
I love that Evan and Cappy are kind of
Since they were both sort of pursuing her or starting to or whatever. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, this is a crazy, this crazy pet killer.
And this just in, no spoiler alert intended, the finale is fantastic.
It is fantastic, but you have at least one more week to wait.
Yeah. Is it on the 15th?
This coming Monday, but the Monday after that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because the
next week is when your favorite show returns. Yeah.
God.
Anyway.
Moving on. You should have dedicated one night to it on your schedule.
Yeah, that and Seventh Heaven, they'd make the perfect pair.
All right. Next up on the list is So You Think You Can Dance.
So You Think You Can Dance. Me and Michaels and Lil C are like super bitches.
So here's what I've heard. I can't verify that it's true, but I've heard it from a source that I trust. That Brandon was actually in a workshop with Mia like last summer or this past sometime recently. He was in a workshop with Mia and like everybody in the workshop was really impressed. So this person, shout out to who it is if she's listening.
You know who you are.
It was all just done for TV. Yeah, it was just all done for the drama on TV.
So I was kind of bummed that they split up the brothers.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Oh, yeah. I saw that coming, too, when in the previews, they were standing next to each other. And everybody knows that in a finale or, like, when an episode where they whittle people down, there's always two people left at the end.
True. I meant I just saw it coming from the way they were picking. And I saw that I knew that the selection would be Evan without a question.
Oh, yeah.
Because they never hesitated when they were telling Evan that he could go on to the next round. So I knew it was going to be him.
And I knew Chabib was going to make it because I'm pretty sure they had their mind decided on him before he even got there.
Well,
I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
So am I.
I can't wait to see. My favorite part is when they actually do like the dances and choreographed dances and we get to see everybody, like all the choreographers, and Wade's going to be back and Shane's going to be back and it's just going to be wonderful.
I know. I'm excited for it. All right.
All right. Oh, can we talk for a minute about how I think Mary Murphy lost most of her lips due to an unfortunate, possibly Botox accident.
What?
Mary Murphy's lips were like 100% different.
I'm going to have to compare.
You're going to have to.
All right, then. Okay.
Anyway.
Closing that door. okay, next show. Burn Notice.
Burn Notice. Season premiere. Moon Bloodgood's in this episode, right?
What did you say?
Moon Bloodgood, she's in this episode, right?
She is. She's the cop.
With all the O's. She's got so many O's in her name. God. She's a good addition. I don't know if I picture Jennifer Esposito playing that character. Because that's who was originally scheduled.
I can see it. I can see it. Not. She wouldn't have played it the same way, but I can see why they would have wanted her for it.
Yeah. She wouldn't have played it like Andrea, who's my favorite character on Samantha Who.
Hey, Emery, I love you.
Thank you.
All right.
Kindred spirit, brain twin.
Never mind. I liked it. I think I've said
it too.
Times. I will say this. The show actually did better for me this season than the previous two seasons with its cliffhanger and its continuation of the cliffhanger, though it was still... They still don't do a great, like, they leave a great cliffhanger. But the one thing I've learned about the show is that you can't be, like, all excited for where that cliffhanger's going because it's never going as good as you think it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain that, but I was glad that they actually started with him walking out of the water.
Right.
Yeah, going for a nice little swim. That was, it was sort of weird, though, that, I mean, I liked the episode, but it was kind of weird the... Like, just because all of a sudden you're being chased by the cops and surrounded because you swam out of in your clothes is sort of weird, but...
I don't think it was because they called the cops on him, didn't they? And he jumped out of the helicopter, but...
But it was still... I like that it picked right up, right, where the last season left off, which is because I don't like when shows come back and it's sometimes when they leave with something like that and then they come back and it's like 2 months later, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like that. And the episode was just, you know, it gave you all the, the stuff you would expect from the show. And it set it, I think it set it on, you know, its new direction and what the show will be like for the season.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Royal Pains was next on the list.
Royal Pains. Love it. I know Ray is not a huge fan, but 5.6 million people watched it, so let's hope that
they made it through the first 15 minutes and hopefully enjoyed it. I thought it was good once it got past that, like I think we've mentioned that before. But a couple things in there that I liked though were they sort of teased of the assistant or whatever she was going to be, that, you know, she wanted to be. She had the vehicle with all the stuff, but that she's like actually this, you know, rich girl from a rich family.
She's a Hamptonite. She grew up in the Hamptons.
Yeah, I liked that sort of addition to the story. That was interesting to me above, you know, sort of the normal romantic interest and stuff like that they gave. And then the dynamic between the two guys playing brothers is just, for a first episode, you know, for a pilot, they are really good together. And so
they were written as best friends, and then they met Paulo, Evan, and they were like, okay, they have to be brothers.
But I just think that they came off so well in the first episode that you can only imagine that once they've actually done a few episodes and actually spent time with each other, how good the rapport between the two could be.
All right.
So
everybody's still on the phone.
Ray, are you still there?
I don't have any thoughts.
All right.
I told you I didn't really love it, so I don't want to have anything to say about it.
Right. Oh, you did mention that already. Gosh.
I could complain about things I don't like if you like. I will say this. I wish that I could, like, do some editing, because if the show had started right before the brother comes to him, maybe even, like, right before the fiance comes and breaks up with him, like, if it had started right there when he's just starting to mope around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Except I wouldn't want too much of the moping, because that would get whatever. Maybe it should start right where the fiance comes in and breaks up with him. But if it had started there, I would have liked it a lot better. Just for the record. All right.
Yeah, well, I think if that was that first section of it was, it was like it was shot differently, and it was like so different. And I understand why they, you know, why it's there. They're trying to, but it seems like there could have been a better way to give you that information without, you know, than the way they did it.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of the telling you or, you know, showing you as opposed to telling you is usually better, but not necessarily in this case the way they did it. I don't know. But when it does get, you know, get going, I think it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of fun, a new show on Comedy Central that debuted on Thursday, Tosh.0, I thought it was freaking hilarious.
I had no idea what it was until I saw you write it on your list.
And I just had the TV on after the basketball game, and then I remembered I had it set to record, and it popped up that it was going to record, and so I just flipped it over there and just ended up watching it. And it's like watching The Soup, but it's all about Joe McHale and The Soup on E. It's that same format, but the guy is riffing on different weird and funny web videos and stuff like that, and I thought it came together pretty well. Since a lot of different, there's been a few different attempts to do a show, you know, about things that are found on the internet type of thing, you know, where you play these funny videos or do, you know, try and do America's Funniest Home Videos, but with stuff you find on the web or something like that. But I think this, somebody may have finally found a format for portraying some of that type of stuff on TV.
Cool.
Is this Comedy Central?
Yes.
Which reminds me of a news item that we forgot, that Dimitri Martin's show got picked up for a second season.
Yay, I like him. Awesome.
Okay.
This took a very somber turn.
Well, it sort of does, because the last show on our list is The Listener.
I forgot about that.
Which should be called...
You should forget about
which,
it.
Yeah, which should be called The Don't Watcher.
The shit show. Oh my God, it's called.
It was... It's one of those things. It's a good idea, like sort of the idea of like take Greg Grunberg's Matt Parkman out of Heroes and just put him by himself.
Yeah.
But instead of being a cop, he's a paramedic that only rescues people like off duty. I mean,
yeah.
I've never seen a show where the paramedics spend more time like just driving around or at the hospital, but not actually doing any rescues or any going out on any calls.
Yeah, the show sucks.
But, if you were hoping for the possibility of another Flashpoint type of crossover being, you know, something filmed up in Canada that's being for a, you know, played up there and down here on one of our, you know, one of the U.S. networks, keep wishing, because it is so not.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And
I'm sure it'll be pulled.
Yeah, part of what, I didn't even look, did anybody look to see what ratings-wise it did, any?
Like, no.
If anybody watched it?
I watched it, but I didn't watch it on TV.
Yeah, I recorded it, and I recorded both hours, and I just watched the first hour.
Oh, I got it from NBC first. I couldn't get through the first hour. I stopped. I hated it.
Well, part of what's bad is how it's filmed. Sort of, you know, it had a lot of the scenes had like where there were like lights or things in the background. It was just like this white light that was like in the background all over the place. And to me, it made it seem like you were watching another show where they go into like a dream sequence or a flashback and they change up the way, you know, so that you know, the way things are being filmed so that you know that it's not taking place, you know, in the normal time. And, but the whole episode seemed filmed like that. Somebody else needs to take on the idea though, because I think it could work as.
I think that Hero should try and make it work better, and then it doesn't need to be made into a second show.
Well, yeah, that could be the case too, but that was part of the problem. That was part of what was interesting about the first season of Heroes was, a cop, you know, sort of an everyday cop that had all of a sudden, you know, had this ability, but don't bother.
Exactly. Amen. The end. It sucks.
Tell us how you really feel, Amory. Again, yeah. Did one of you want to talk about Conan?
Oh yeah,
Started. I thought that his I will say this, that Conan O'Brien's shopping spree on Rodeo Road was awesome.
Oh, that was.
And his tour bus around the studio was even more awesome when he went to the 99-cent store and got everybody something from the 99-cent store. Fantastic.
Yeah, his the little whatever comedy vignette type of thing between like the monologue and when they go into the regular show, those have been hilarious this whole week. But the Rodeo Road with the going into the wig shop and oh my gosh, some of the clothes, you know, like that he was showing in that place, you're just like, really?
Yeah, they're brilliant.
And then the outfit that he put out and then was just and then walked by like the dump and just picked up a fan, you know, like a non-working fan, and just was walking down the street in this awesome getup just carrying a fan.
Yeah, it was incredible. I think he'll do well. I feel bad for him because he has Leno still in front of him because NBC blows, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I kind of hope that that if they, you know, if I were getting my wish, you know, there wouldn't be a Leno show necessarily at 10 o'clock come fall. But I hope that they do something different, like where it's not just like the Tonight Show, but we moved it an hour earlier and we're calling it the Jay Leno Show. I hope mm-hmm. they do, you know, obviously he's going to keep some of his, you know, he's going to do some of his bits that he does, you know, jaywalking and the headlines and stuff like that. Those, you know, those are good. But just doing another like talk show, like I can't imagine like what it'd be like for, you know, guests. Like
that's what they hired him for. They hired him to do a nightly talk show. That's what it's going to be.
But that's what's weird. It's like, okay, so what? Like when something's coming out, they're, you know, somebody in LA is going to be promoting a new show or a new movie, and they're going to do. What order are they going to go? They're going to go on like the they're going to go on the Tonight Show, and then like a couple days later, go on Jay Leno.
Rumors are having it that he's not going to get all the he's going to get the B-listers, and Conan's going to get the A-listers at the request of like edicts that are going down at NBC.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I think that wraps us up for primetime.
And a little late night.
Little shout out to Craig Ferguson, my late night show, because he has been brilliant lately.
He has been brilliant lately.
I love you, Emery. especially his, like, they've been doing musical numbers.
I love him.
Yeah, we should have done that on our, we should have done, like, what our perfect late night would have been.
Are we done?
God.
I didn't mean it like that.
Okay.
I'm asking because I would like to do a reminder to everybody that Kings will be back next Saturday.
Nice.
On NBC starting at 8.
Like, I got the DVR set.
Like the shows that they haven't aired yet will be back. And don't forget about Pushing Daisies, which, by the way, is the show we forgot to talk about, but.
Oh, that's right. How did we not talk about Pushing Daisies?
I don't know.
Long story short, I thought about it at some point, and then I forgot.
See, it's like putting together the list, and I didn't have Ed on my prime time. How does that happen? But we had Pushing Daisies. Like, all of us pretty much had Pushing Daisies, or two of us did, on our list, and then it still didn't even make us think of talking about it. That's weird. Nope.
I thought about talking about it early on, and then I forgot to say it, and I forgot to write it down. So then, as we were going through prime time, I'm like, there was another show.
What I said holds true, then. We all forgot.
All right. next week's topic.
You can't try and convince me that we didn't all forget by telling me in the middle of your convincing that you forgot.
Next week, we will be talking about why we don't see more imported shows on TV here in the United States, and what imported shows we like. We're combining Shane and Jonathan's topics together to create one big topic.
Yes.
What else? Oh, if you would like to leave some comments about that, tell us what imported shows you like, or British shows, or whatever. Not really imported, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shows from other countries.
Not really, after the rambling speech you're giving here.
She is the TV whore that does rambling, so.
If you would like to tell us what shows you like from other countries, if you would like to give us your thoughts on why we don't see more imported shows, or you'd like to comment with your perfect night of programming, your perfect week of programming, that would be a lot. But if you'd like to program, whatever, if you'd like to comment.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us what show you can't believe didn't make any of our lists.
And probably there's lots of those.
We'd be interested in hearing those.
Yeah. You can leave comments on the blog at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
I was going to try and laugh like Amory a couple times just to see if I could get any emails. But it just doesn't really work for me.
Because it's God given. Because it's not laugh.
All right. Anyway, you can leave comments on the blog through the contact form using the Snapvine widget in the center column. Any of that, or you can follow us on Twitter, TV Times 3.
Spell it all out.
.com. Thanks, Sam. All right, our music, as always, was provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that, my friends, is it.
That's it. It's official. I gotta eat.
A donut? For National Donut Day?
Yes, because it's National Donut Day!
Okay, oh. The police must be all right today.
Huh?
Ooh,
nothing.
Cop joke. In reference to donuts. Very nice.
Oh,
you had to be there, Amory.
I'm usually not.
Geography joke.
Yes, thank you. I'm usually
not. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. All right, are we done?
We're done.
Can we go? Can we wrap this podcast up?
Yeah. Wrap this up.
I'm pretty sure that you can go since you've left twice already during the recording.
Look, I'm sorry that my internet sucks.
Hey, well, you know, I'm just glad it was.
Sorry.
I'm just glad it was somebody else's.
True. All right.
All right.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night. Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
I have no idea what you're referencing. I don't think I saw that.
It was right before his site went down. He put up his TV quote of the day, and it was Xander from the last season, and the quote is wrong.
And he was misquoted?
Yeah, he was misquoted, and it annoyed me. You want me to go next?
So we're going to go day by day?
Day by day.
Otherwise, we'll have to wait a really long time for Amory to talk, and we'll never stop.
Yeah. As I sing.
Oh,
Ray?
Yeah, Ray? Where'd you go? Ray, are you still there, Amory? Ray's gone.
I'm still here, yeah.
I was like, no, please tell
she
me.
She may have lost internet.
Yeah, but for a second there, I was like, no, don't do that. But if it's just one, that's fine. It's when I can't hear everybody. Okay, trying her back.
Do 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 do.
It's ringing. It's ringing.
All failed. Ray.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, I think she's out of. Because sometimes she just has like rolling blackouts. Not her. Her internet.
Yeah, you don't want to be around her car when she's got the rolling blackouts going.
Oh, Ray, huh? Was I the only one who lost the connection? Yes. She's back on now.
Hi, sorry. I don't know what happened.
Hi.
You went away.
Way to commit to that laughter, Ray. I think Ray is gone.
Did Ray go away again?
Yes. Ray!
She's gone.
She probably lost the internet. We gotta wait for her. Oh, Ray. It's National Donut Day.
I know. Is that like the best ever?
I didn't eat a donut.
I know. I haven't eaten a donut. I was out. I should have stopped and got a donut.
Are you back?
I'm back.
We were talking about National Donut Day.
Did I lose my connection?
No, you're still there.
Hello?
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 You're still there.
I couldn't hear both of you for a second.
Except
no, we just
weren't saying anything.
Anyway.